Blog Talk Radio.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional. See life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, folks, and welcome this, I guess we can say, fine Saturday, even though here in Ohio it's snowing. Not a fan. But this is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities and living the barefoot lifestyle, and to provide information, encouragement, and empowerment to those who choose to live this way. I am the host, Audrey. I'm here with my co-host, Miss Phoenix.
Hello.
We are, you can find more information on our organization at barefootislegal.org, as well as Facebook. We've got Barefoot is Legal, both a business page and a private group page. We have Barefoot is Legal 2 on TikTok. Oh, I see what you're doing. Oh, sorry. Distracted. And then we've got on Twitter, Barefoot is Legal, and on Instagram, we have the real Barefoot is Legal. And that's awesome. You did a good job. I like that. Yes, I know I'm on air. I'm getting distracted. Anyway. So.
I feel like everybody is just fun.
Did you see that moon, though? It was beautifully,
yes.
Like, huge and yellow and full. Very nice.
It's been a crazy week.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that know me, know that I do astronomy-based astrology because it is the most accurate. Unfortunately, most people don't realize that tropicals stopped lining up with the real sky over 2,000 years ago, so a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
Not very accurate.
But, we had a lunar eclipse. We had a total lunar eclipse on the same day as the full moon.
Which I missed. I'm so mad. I didn't realize we had an eclipse until after it was over. I was like, wait, what? I was so upset that I missed
it. Yeah, it was at a weird time.
It was like 5 a.m.
Yeah, and I ended up not being able to sleep at all that night between the full moon and the lunar eclipse. I was up.
That was the thing. I didn't really either, but I didn't know there was an eclipse, so I had to go outside.
I got to see part of it. I took some pictures. I just didn't share them. For a lot of people within different spiritual communities, there is a lot of controversy over sharing them, especially while they happen, because it can just believe that it can have a very amplified effect, because there's a lot of disharmony that can arise during lunar eclipses. And
for business.
The energy is very similar to new moons, but more chaotic, especially since it was a full moon eclipse. So new moons are like when you're like our shadows come to light. It's a time where we reflect, release, and reevaluate.
Right. Well, and it makes sense because if you think about it too, like with the moon, the way the moon gravitational pulls on like the oceans and controls the tides and stuff, we're what, 70% water?
Yeah.
So it's like anybody that wonders, like there is a scientific background to it as well. Mm-hmm. People think we're all just in the metaphysical, which is true. We are into that. But like, there is an actual physical scientific
mm-hmm.
reason for the why the moon affects us as well.
Yeah, well, and there even, like, and I'm obviously not a quantum physics expert, but I like to watch things like that. And I mean, part of it is kind of connected to the theory of relativity, but I mean, there's other theories connecting that anything we do, we're not just affecting
mm-hmm.
the atoms in our bodies, we're not just affecting the atoms and molecules around us, but we're all constantly affecting everything in our universe.
The ripple effect.
Everything. So every cosmic body is affecting another, and that can include people. And, you know, we're very, gravity.
You're talking about the butterfly effect. Like, it does have, there's some, maybe not as dramatic as that, but there's some basis to it, if you ask me.
Which you didn't.
But I'm telling you anyway.
No, you're good. So within most spiritualities, lunar eclipses are kind of that, you know, it's very similar to the new moon because, you know, the moon is hidden, the or if you see the moon, it's shadowed, you know, with the eclipse,
mm-hmm.
in a way, you know what I mean? And so our shadows are coming to light.
Yeah.
But with a full moon going on, there's still a lot more chaos, a lot more heightened power. The full moon is the, you know, height of the lunar cycle, and there's a lot more influence from that, and so it's believed that can cause a lot of disharmony, especially since a lot
right.
of people don't really want to look at their shadows.
Yeah.
And so there's this contrast of the ego and the unconscious mind and subconscious mind going back and forth. And because, you know, what the ego can't accept, it rejects. And so, you know,
yeah.
we can kind of, you know, reject those things. And that's what causes the disharmony, is when people aren't open to
right.
expanding.
And you can reopen your mind, like the barefoot.
Yeah.
And it comes back to barefooting because, mm-hmm. like, and I know you were getting there. I'm thinking, you know, it's a great way to reconnect and,
oh, yeah.
you know, during the time of, if that makes sense, the way I'm saying
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and
like,
for me, this last week, you know, going through, you know, there's a lot of astrological things going on, and people always think, well, this causes that. Well, a lot of people in astrology just think it's a reflection
mm-hmm.
of the energy that's going on. It's just showing you what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think it's really causational. It's just, it coincides.
Yeah.
It kind of just, it ends up going together somehow. You know, it's an interesting
yeah, and so, I mean, on top of, yeah, eclipse, new moon, all these things, there's five planetary retrogrades going on, and then Chiron, which is a key asteroid with our wounds, is also in retrograde. So if you're feeling crazy and overwhelmed, that could be a big explanation for it. But
get out there and barefoot, even in the snow. I got some pictures I'm going to put on Instagram later, folks. You'll see. I just did some videos and photos on my way, like, here, and then on the way inside. So it's very refreshing out there right now.
Yeah, if anybody follows me at the Venetian Phoenix, like, I would posted this morning where I went out, and it was very refreshing at first,
mm-hmm.
especially for me, as it has a lot of inflammation within my feet, but it got cold pretty fast. Mm-hmm. I can definitely tell you guys I am not
it's
yet
It's
seriously
cold,
adjusted.
Wet, but no, I stated I didn't. I feel so far barefoot this winter. I mean, granted, it just started. We'll see how it goes. But
first day of snow, and it's crazy because
yeah.
it came out of nowhere for a
my
while.
My daughter came out and said, oh, you're going to put your shoes on? I said, nope, I'm not. So, and I said, yeah, I'll have that up. I apologize to those who are listening and follow the Instagram. It's been a rough week. We had our accreditation finally. The group came and reaccredited our center. So it's been a crazy week. I haven't gotten much of anything done. So I will,
mm-hmm.
I will get those uploaded either today or tomorrow, mm-hmm. hopefully today. Just depends on how the rest of the day goes for me.
Yeah.
I never know. I don't make very set in stone plans anymore.
Yeah.
I make general, except for the show, obviously, but like I make in work. But, like, generally anything else is, like, we'll see what happens.
And that's understandable. I think a lot of people are definitely overwhelmed right now. And I actually thought it was very interesting that the lunar eclipse happened the same day as midterm elections. So I think sometimes
that can
some of the disharmony, some of the things.
And I made it. I barely made it. Like, because I had worked till 6 that night.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd hit conferences, parent teacher conferences. For my students, and I made it, and I barefooted it. I got pictures of that too, and I haven't put them up yet.
Yeah, I was actually gonna bring up.
Oh, guys, I didn't even share the ones we took last week.
Yeah,
I've not been on social media, guys, and I apologize. I've dropped the ball the last couple weeks, and I know it. All I can say is I'm sorry, and I will get better.
Yeah, well, and I think sometimes too, it's nice to step back and reevaluate. Like that's something I've been doing is stepping back and kind of reevaluating social media.
Right,
we'll
but it's like
on it, but not. Fully being on it, like
I used to be. But I need to be on for like the group, the
Barefoot is
legal.
Yeah.
So that I have dropped the ball, and if I don't know if Chris is listening today, but if you hear me, I'm sorry. I will do better. I've got a crikey ton of content. It's been rough. And honestly, I'm gonna say one more thing is. If you want to get mad at me for it, but no one bothers to check on me, well, then fight me. Moving on.
And we're all going through things. And for me, with all
I know, but you can't get mad at somebody for not doing something. And, like, they're really going through it, really going through the ringer, and you don't bother to check on me. You just want to be mad at them for dropping the ball. And I'm like, yeah, but could you bother to see what the reason is?
Yeah, and I think in general.
And I'm getting off topic with that now, but it set me off. Someone got mad at me for it. That's why I'm saying it.
Well, and I think
I got a really mean
in
message.
General, like, we need to all just be very more understanding with each other, you know.
Right. And not send me messages before you send a how are you doing okay message. That would be nice. That's all I'm saying. Sorry. I'm off it.
No, you're good. Well, and I think two, we need to just learn that people have so much going on. And with all of this energy going on, it is a big reflection period for the collective, referring to just everyone. And so that's a big thing. And for me, while, you know, like the lunar eclipse is going on and the full moon and this past week with these retrogrades, barefooting has been a very key aspect of my spirituality, you know. Yes, one reconnecting, but has been a very key thing to my spirituality and my mental health and even my physical health. And so, like, with, like, energy clearing.
Well, and I had a conversation this week with my physical therapist because I still was wearing, the shoe for my foot injury, but my other foot was bare. And he knows I'm barefooter. It always happens since I've known him. And he mentioned that. He's like, because I talked about, the spirituality and the balance and the sensory awareness and whatnot. And he was talking about how he's like, it's never, it's like, he said he didn't get, and he was nice about it. So like, he didn't get like, he's never noticed like a difference between whether he's wearing shoes or not, blah, blah, blah. And I just looked at him, I said, well, and that's you. And that's fine. I said, but for me, when I get my injuries is when I'm wearing shoes. Like my sensory awareness is off, my spatial awareness is off. And that's when I get hurt. Like my foot, I was wearing shoes when that happened. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I said, and that's me. I said, I'm not expecting everybody to, agree with me or want to live it. But what my goal is to inform those who are interested and who could benefit from this, that it's an option. It's a valid option and it's a feasible option for physical, mental, sensory health, all of it. If that, I know I'm a little bit different from what you were just saying, but like, it was a good conversation it was a good conversation because it was a friendly one. And he said, he could understand because he said he understands everybody different, of course we made the joke of how I'm like super different, but,
weirdo alert.
It was a good conversation. It made me feel good to be able to share information in a non-confrontational way once. Like, it's always nice when it's a happy, healthy, friendly conversation.
Yeah.
One where it's not, like, being accused of being, like, nasty, disgusting, or, wrong, or whatever. It was nice to have that conversation. And I went to the eye doctor this week, and so I went in again with the special shoe. I know I'm picking up a polish, sorry. I'll clean it up. The one nurse, she goes, where are your shoes? I said, I don't wear them. And she goes, okay. That's like not even an issue. It was just nice. Like all my interactions this week, as far as it goes, were, friendly, curious. It was a nice week for me as far as that goes, especially considering I've had such rough weeks. I mean, like coworkers, my boss, being a nasty, mean person to me the other day, at our team building thing. I was just like, it was nice to come into contact with those who aren't that way. And aren't mean about it. Like, cause then it was chilly and rainy yesterday when I went to the eye doctor and everything else. And that wasn't even the issue. They're just like, your shoes. I was like, I don't wear them. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's nice because even when people don't see things 100% eye to eye with you, but they can respect it, they can listen, be receptive,
make you feel like you are a valid human.
And sometimes that's better than finding people who are just like you. And it may not seem that way, because a lot of the times if you are somebody that doesn't fit into the norm, it's like you can become so outcasted, and all you just want is to be understood. You want people to be like you. You don't want to have to explain yourself. You just want people to get it and it to click. But at the same time, we're all here and we're all sociable creatures for a reason, to help each other, to support each other, to teach each other, to help expand each other. And so
help
sometimes
each other grow.
That's just better. Than finding somebody
and
who's
at least,
exactly
or at
like
least on
you.
The same playing field.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to find anybody exactly like me. That would be annoying. I'm obnoxious. I irritate myself. I don't want anybody to be just like me, and I'm not trying to be just like anybody but myself. So that being said,
yeah.
I'm like, can you imagine if I were a twin?
That'd be insane.
Moment of silence for the world on that one, right? I'm a pretty cool person and all, but two of me.
It'd be a lot. It would be a little much.
We'd set the world on fire for sure.
And probably on accident too.
It wouldn't be intentional at all.
On accident.
Push the big red button. Oops.
Well, why'd you push the big red button? Because it was big and red and it looked cool. Like,
it was pretty.
I just wanted to know what it did, you know.
Exactly. I was curious.
And I mean, they say curiosity killed the cat, but
satisfaction brought it back. Thank you very much. So, yeah, there's not a half to that.
I know. And I love how many phrases are so out of context and manipulated. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But just in general, though, I think sometimes we need to remember, though, that it's not about necessarily having people just like you.
Changing everybody's mind at once.
Because honestly, when I look back, a lot of and this is not even me trying to hate on anybody, but when I reflect on past friendships, any type of relationship that just went sour, sometimes the worst ones were the people that were just like you, because they were just like you in a moment that you needed to grow from.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so there's a lot of beauty in people who challenge you. You know, now if somebody is condemning you or invalidating you or telling you that, you know, you're not enough or that your opinion isn't out, clearly that is a problem. But when people challenge your perspective so that way you see a different side, so that way you see something that you would have never saw before, that is what promotes growth the most. And so that's why, but also not even just for ourselves, we can promote growth in so many other people who aren't exactly like us.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like our differences are key and they're important and they're valid. And without them, we never would have evolved as a culture or a society.
We are a social being. Like even like in early child development, like how, you know, humans are social beings, and as a early childhood educator, you can see it. Like, children do better when they're around other children. Like, they learn more when they're around more
their peers
of their same age. Yeah, their peers. And it's just, that never changes.
Mm-hmm.
Even introverts, like, it doesn't change. Like, you still need some social interaction, social stimulation to grow and learn. Like, it's just part of it. Like, it's just part of being human.
Yeah.
Like, even me, where I'm like, I don't have, like, I'm not worried about what other people's opinion is of me and whatnot until it comes to childcare, because then I'm like, no, I'm the freaking best I can be, and I don't ever. Anyway, that's a little bit, like, in general, I'm not worried about what your opinion is of me. It might irritate me if you're mean about it, but, like, it's not going to, like, break my heart that you don't agree with me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, it's as much as I'm like, you know, I don't, quote-unquote, need, even if you're a person like, I don't need other people. Like, yes, you do.
Yes,
you do. Everybody does.
Well, and I think,
whether you want to acknowledge it or not, we need other people. Not even necessarily be super close, but you need them at some point for social interaction.
Well, and yes, I only have a psych associate, but, you know, I do kind of want to reflect on that in a little bit. Like, psychology is, a lot of the time, hyper-independence is a trauma response. And a lot of people in our society have some form of trauma, whether they realize it or not, because there's so many things that have been so acceptable for so long, and now we're realizing, wait, what?
That shouldn't happen.
And then we wonder why we have issues and why so many people are unhappy with themselves, and, you know, and...
Well, think about, we're egotistical as well. Like, even as gross, like, you think whatever you feel, everyone else feels. Whatever's happening for you is happening for everybody else. So, like, even if you grew up in a home that's, like, very trauma-inducing, like, you assume everyone's house is that way.
Yeah.
That it's like that for everybody. And then when you get older, you, like, tell a story, you're like, they're, like, weirded out. You're like, it's not normal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, so it's like, and then that's when you learn and you start to grow from that, like, realize that that's, you know.
Yeah. But even an example with trauma, like, if you only were around people that were stuck in that mindset, in those places, stuck in that false programming, you know, of trauma patterns,
you're going to be putting it in as well.
Yeah, then you're just going to be solidifying yourself. So it's like, you know, you do have to find people that are different, and that's on mm-hmm. any level. The only way you're going to...
But we should all barefoot, so at least I'm just saying, so nearly part-time, you know, it's very healing and cathartic. So I guess same on that.
You know, and so...
It's true, though.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and it's just important for us to hear each other out and listen and remember to kind of take a step back, drop the ego, drop the defensiveness, drop the hyper-independence, and instead look at healthy independence, look at, you know, just healthy relationships. And it can be so hard,
and
for
see,
sure.
Like, how much you can grow. Like,
yeah.
You know, set goals.
Yeah. And so some of my, you know, closest friends, I mean, a lot of them do enjoy barefoot hiking or certain aspects of barefoot grounding. But, you know, not all my friends are, you know, big barefooters. But some of my mm-hmm. closest relationships are people that aren't necessarily barefooters, but they understand it. Mm-hmm. They understand me. They're interested in it. One of my closest friends is doing one of her college projects over Barefoot is Legal, actually, currently.
Yeah.
And
which I want to read her paper when it's done. Let her know.
Yeah.
I was interviewed for it, so I do want
to. Yeah, and so, you know, I know
see how I was represented.
Yeah, and I know she was checking out the Instagram and stuff and all the other, you know, platforms. But so it's just sometimes, too, it's like it's nice because, you know, like, I mean, we go out. I mean, like, you know, not that long. Earlier this week, actually, we did go out on a barefoot hike, which is kind of cleanse our energy, feel free. And but at the same time, sometimes it's nice when people aren't just like you, but they're connecting with their in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
It can make you look at it in a way that you don't look at it.
Right.
They, you know, so it's just when you have that understanding, it's really nice. And even if you're somebody who doesn't really have friends that may not necessarily be barefooters or even enjoy barefoot nature walks or hikes.
Hawks.
Yeah. At least I didn't accidentally say something else, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's true. It could have been, you know, my mouth was, so we're good. We are golden.
But, oh, shoot. Where was I going with this?
I have no idea, actually.
But, if you're somebody, you know, and you don't have any friends that are into barefooting or barefoot nature walks or nature hikes, I cannot talk today.
That's good.
If they are at least open-minded and supportive and defend you, that is enough.
Mm-hmm.
That is enough. And so sometimes we can feel so excluded and feel like we're so on the outside that we just want people to be just exactly like us. But there's a lot of
beauty. And then some of you, like, people break down and conform, like, well, everyone else is going to go and put my shoes back on anyway. Like, don't let people, don't let that sway you, because you got to remember, just remember that spark and the joy, like, the first time you tried it, and then, like, how worth it was, and, like, how much it's helped you since you started doing it, and keep going with it. And don't worry about what other people say, because in the end, what they think matter about it?
Yeah.
Like, it's your body, it's your feet, like, don't let other people bring you down.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, you know, I'm just saying,
that you have tried with me for years, and I'm like, nope.
You know, I think it's just important for people to remember, even if you're the only one doing something, if you still have people in your life that are supporting you, cheering you on, defending you, hearing you out, then that's important too, though.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes too, we can kind of...
Our tribe is the one that supports us, not necessarily the one that's just like us.
Yeah, exactly.
That supports you in other ways.
Yeah, and so I think it's important to just remember that and remember to not get so caught up in feeling like, oh, I don't belong, I don't have a place. That's what Barefoot is Legal is for. And if you don't have, you know, friends in your everyday life that are barefooters, that is okay. You are.
I got your back.
Yeah,
reach out
within the community or to Audrey or anybody, you know, to be able to, you know, find, you know, those barefoot friends.
Right. I suck at social media lately, but I'm going to get better. Like, just message me. Shoot me a message, you know, either through Barefoot is Legal or Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, or you can find me at Oddball K if it's something you don't want. Because other, you know, whatever, as long as it's not pervy and it's PG, of course. But, like, you know, reach me, Oddball K, or I think it's like Audrey Crow 06 or something. Anyway, you'll find me. But, like, just reach out. It's I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoenix is here to help. We're all here to help and encourage and empower and, you know, provide information for you.
And I think, and part, you know, part of why, too, I'm, like, you know, kind of saying what I'm saying, too, is just because I think sometimes we can get so caught up in being the only one. There's no one like us. We don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
That we can sometimes take for granted the people in our lives who support us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may not be just like us, but they still see us for who that we are. They still defend us. They still are willing to stand up for us. And so, you know, kind of take a step back. And if you're feeling down on the fact that there's no one like you, definitely try to, you know, in your personal life. And I would definitely reach out through, you know, the Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal, or, you know, Real Barefoot is Legal. Maybe look around, you know, see other people. But the Facebook group is definitely a great place because it's an in-platform community right there. Well, with Instagram, it's a little bit harder. But, you know, just reach out to people throughout the group and remember to just be thankful for the people that you do have in your life because, you know, I've been guilty of this at times. And, you know, currently I don't really have a lot of, you know, friends in my current friend group that are big barefooters. You know, I do have ones that do enjoy those nature hikes with me in certain environments that are safer for them since, you know, they're not, they haven't been barefooting as long as I have.
Right.
My partner, I mean, you know, you're probably not going to catch him leaving the house without
Oh, my husband will not go barefoot. My husband will not barefoot, but he supports me and he defends me. And he used to, like, be so confused by it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's just like, well, that's who she is. And then he's a few times seen, like, how I've been treated, like with the rudeness in places, and he's like, that's ridiculous. And he's like, overshoes. I'm like, yeah, I'm not making it up.
Yeah.
But like, so it's like a nice to have him in my corner and be like, he does defend me and support me and like, and, you know, straighten people out sometimes when they try to say something. Like,
yeah.
Which he's be really like, important. You know, make sure people know it's not illegal. It's not against any health codes. It's not gross. I'm not being dirty or lazy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm anything but lazy because it takes more effort to walk around barefoot than it does with shoes on because you got to pay way more attention.
And, I mean, it does a lot of strengthening for your feet and ankles that shoes hinder. So just, you know, take, you know, if you're feeling down on yourself and you're feeling alone, just kind of step back for a second and still remember to be grateful for the people in your life that may not be like you, but are supporting you and hearing you out, because that is important too. And, but you know, I think,
and ensure that you're supporting them too.
Yeah.
Reciprocate it, folks.
Exactly.
Like, don't just expect there to be like, help you, and you don't do anything for it. Be kind, help when you can, don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
Long story
and
short.
And also remember too, like, you know, when I bring it up to my friends, you know, the radio show, the work, you know, you know, I bring up the facts, you know, there are no laws or health codes against barefoot in the United States. It's illegal for places to have a store policy against it, especially if they're open to the public. If it's not a private institution, it is illegal for them to have policies against it.
Exactly.
And
if they say it's store policy, ask them why it's their store policy to break the law.
Yeah. And, you know, so I, you know, I explain how it helps in my emotional regulation, sensory awareness, you know, with stimulation. I often feel too overstimulated with shoes and things like that.
Yeah.
And so,
well, I think when it just goes back to part of where I was saying too, it's like you don't pay much attention when you're in shoes either. So it's like, that's when, that's when I get hurt is when I have to wear shoes. And it's like, I'm not paying attention, but I don't want to, I'm actually paying attention. And especially with my ADHD, I need to pay attention. Straight up.
Yeah.
But that's, I believe, what part of why it helps with my sensory awareness is because it makes me pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, like,
keeps you on your toes, literally.
I'm like, you know, literally, like, if you make me put shoes on, that's what's going to get me hurt, and that will be on you because, you, you know, like, do you want that on your plate?
Especially when it's something that people force on you where it's like, you know, it's like,
like, at work, like, I'm sorry, I had no problem finding a little pinch cup when I hurt my foot. You made me wear shoes.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I dropped a chair on my foot. It's really not, but.
It was
an accident. But I'm just saying, I'm like,
so you didn't have a problem filing those.
No, yeah.
And you shouldn't, because that is your right.
It was.
Obviously, it wasn't intentional.
Like, oh, my God. And why would I? No.
Yeah, why would
you? Because if I tried to do that on purpose, it literally probably would have missed anyway.
Well, and I think, too, is if somebody that hates shoes, why would you volunteer yourself to wear a boot and have to wear shoes longer than your work time?
Oh, my gosh.
When you're clearly
awful.
Against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if anybody has anything to say about that, you can come talk to me. I got some
like, clearly, I'm really hurt because I hate these things. I wanted to pick it up so bad.
Yeah.
I wanted to lie to my boss so bad. Say, no, I don't need it.
But you didn't.
Doctor said so, but I'm... Unfortunately, guys,
I'm a nincompoop, and I do hurt myself.
And even for barefooters, sometimes there is that, remember, listen to your body, not your mind. And so for you, your mind was like, barefoot, barefoot, barefoot.
Yeah.
And even probably after
I had to listen to the doctors, which typically, but again, too, with it being a work injury, I made sure I followed doctor's orders because, you know.
In the work industry.
Yeah.
Injury with liability kind of things.
They would not have allowed me to work anyway if I didn't wear it because the doctor said I had to. So
yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to work. And then I wouldn't have got paid because I was defying doctor orders. Big, long thing. It's a big mess. But anyway.
Yeah. And yes, and as I've added too, I'm sure there were aspects of your body that were like, oh my gosh, I don't want to wear shoes. But at the same time, for your foot health,
mm-hmm.
you did have to wear that boot to make sure no other injuries or improper healing occurred.
And they still need to run a CAT scan because, look, I still can't move those two toes. Still can't do it. So they need to do a CAT scan. Plus, these bones look closer than they used to. So they kind of sent it through, so they still got to do a CAT scan to see, why I can't, what I did. It was an urgent care x-ray that said it wasn't broken.
Uh-huh.
And, urgent cares are so reliable with that. So they're thinking it might actually be fractured in there, and they may have to re-break it. If that's the case. But anyway, stop calling her. She's on the phone. Sorry. Anyway. But, yeah, I think we got a little sidetracked there. But that's okay, because that's what we do. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just trying to remember what I was
saying. We can run an ad, too, real quick, actually. It's 206. We need to run an ad.
It's 206, guys. So we'll run a quick ad break.
We'll be back.
And then we'll be back. This was Barefoot is Legal. We'll be back after the break.
En un momento, mi amigos.
I think it'll be more than a minute. Oh, wait, you said moment. No, what?
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, MARTIE.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. I am your host, Phoenix, with our other host, Audrey. we've been kind of rambling as the two of us. Just rambling as the two of us tend to do.
It's a family thing.
But
anyway, I think it makes for a better show if you ask me. And clearly other people do too because you still listen. What did I want to say?
I know you had some places that you had gone barefooting this
mm-hmm.
week. I know we talked about how we both went to go vote barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't take any pictures. I went with my mom, and I hate how, too, there are always those times where, like, as barefooters, we kind of go into these things kind of dreading, like, oh, nobody says anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
I went in, like, I hope somebody says say something.
But, yeah, and so I had kind of both of those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to leave me.
Yeah,
honestly,
the voting pool, I've never had an issue with the
and
voting.
And I did.
I voted several times barefoot.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you know, and my argument would always be like, well, we're here to exercise our rights in
mm-hmm.
voting, and I'm also exercising my right in barefooting. Like, why is this a thing here? And generally not. So I've never had an issue when I've gone voting, luckily, but I've had curious people ask or just like look and not say anything, but generally no. And like I said, I also went to the eye doctor this week, and last time I went, I was barefoot too, but I think I wore a longer skirt, so they didn't like make me not even notice. And like
yeah.
this time they were like, where are your shoes? I don't wear shoes.
Okay. And that was the eye doctor, right?
That was the eye doctor. I also went to physical therapy.
So you've been having really good understanding conversations.
Yeah,
with
He was good because he said he just stressed it and kindly, not like being derogatory to me or anything. He was just like, I don't get it because, like, for me, I've never really noticed the difference. I said, and that's a you thing. I said, but for me, and I explained, like, how it helps me, and he's like, he understood. And I told him, too, I said, actually, like, I know I'm obviously here for back pain and whatnot because I threw out my back and my knees, but, like, pain, and they are all stronger when I barefoot because I can work from the foundation up. So, because he's known me, we've known each other, oh, my gosh, he's known me for
at least a decade,
probably 12,
okay.
15 years.
Okay.
That I've been, like, because, like, he was at one practice, and then I started to go to another one, and he ended up being there, too. It was funny, but, like, so, like, he's known me, and he's known my physical issues, and I told him that it's all, like, stronger
mm-hmm.
with the barefooting, you know, and
So yeah, it was a nice conversation. And I'm trying to think, I went somewhere else. Where else did I go? I don't remember, friends. Because I know I went to Vote Barefoot at least. I've been to grocery stores, but yeah, I know. And like I was saying earlier, I was definitely anxious before going in, but I also knew, I was like, I know my rights.
Yeah,
there are no
yeah.
laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States in any public place
right.
here. It is illegal for stores to have policies
right.
against barefooting. It is a protected right, contrary to what a lot of people think mm-hmm. and would have been told. And so I was like, you know, so at first I was like kind of insecure about it, but, you know, because every now and then, as barefooters, you know, still have those thoughts, right? And it's not necessarily that you're insecure by it. It's like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I want to be left alone.
Yeah, I want to be left to my own devices just as much as somebody wearing shoes would be.
But then whenever I feel that way, I have to remind myself, well, yeah, I should feel okay. And you know what? If somebody does say something to me, okay, that's fine. Because I know I could probably handle it better than somebody else that could be getting
mm-hmm.
harassed over this.
Right.
And so, you know, we all have to remember that, like, we all can make a difference. You know,
right.
it may not always be a colossal difference, but if everybody comes together, like a group like this, like we have, and is
right.
taking action and,
well,
and for being bullied,
well,
it makes a difference.
And like you mentioned, remember how you mentioned how you've never had a problem at the library? Same library I went to that used to try to kick me out, and I stood my ground. Not that it's all me. I'm sure there were a couple others in our area, but like for now, my niece can go in there without being asked over it. It
yeah.
feels pretty darn good, if I do say so myself, to know that I helped pave the way for others in
mm-hmm.
a certain place. Like, okay, so it's a small town library, but, I mean, how does it feel for you to go in the library and not get bothered?
Nice, you
exactly.
know, and good or whatever. And the thing is and sometimes it's hard to even rate that because that should be the bare minimum. And that's not taking anything
right.
away from you, of course, or anybody
right.
else that is barefooting and doing their best to stand their ground and make a difference. But, you know, it's just one of those things where that's where I have to remind myself to stand up because this should be the bare minimum,
mm-hmm.
just like you probably had to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be harassed, but you know what? The bare minimum should be respect. So
exactly.
if I have to do something about it, I have to do something about it. And so, you know, I was talking to my mom about it before going in, and I was like, but you know what? I know my rights. So, you know, I dare somebody to say something to me. If they do, I'll bring it up. And she was like, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And but my mom is...
She's very supportive of us.
Yes, but she... cannot go shoeless. And
no,
she is neurodivergent.
She cannot.
And that's another big aspect of neurodivergency that I think needs to be brought up is that some people who are neurodivergent cannot go barefoot because of
mm-hmm.
stimulation
mm-hmm.
reasons. OCD is a big reason. And my
exactly.
mom, you know,
she has the OCD to go with her ADHD. So
yeah.
It's a beautiful combination. Don't get me wrong. It is a beautiful combination. Like they work together very well. I've watched it. I've seen other people that have like both. I unfortunately just have the ADHD, so I'm
mm-hmm.
a fast. But like,
yeah, and
I have the OCD to keep my butt in check.
Yeah.
But when you do, I'm telling you, you guys, you are the unicorns.
Yeah, and my mom, and my mom is definitely somebody who, you know, despite these things, is very, I would say, very successful, very
mm-hmm.
Accomplished, and
she can be very. It's amazing that she can be so detail oriented and organized, like. Not, like, the best, but she, like, gets it done.
But her ADHD definitely has made her very understanding, very open-minded,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's a great thing for her with, she's a very great team leader because she listens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She understands what it's like, and I think that's why, like, a lot of...
Mm-hmm. What's, like, my boss, she, like, doesn't understand because she said
uh-huh.
she has ADHD, too, like, because the way I am and with my dates and forgetting and yada, yada. And I said, I told her, well, that's because you have OCD to go along with it. And she kind of looked shocked that I, quote-unquote, knew. Or whatever. I'm like, dude, it's obvious. I said, and it's a beautiful combination.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't have OCD to go with my ADHD. I just have ADHD, so it's bad. Like, I'm trying. I'm really
mm-hmm.
trying my hardest on this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I said, and it's like my, because she said I make her think of her daughter who has ADHD, but she
mm-hmm.
doesn't have OCD either.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I get it. But, like, that's why. And it's you guys have the, I said, I've seen it in my children. I've seen it in my sister.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a beautiful combination. They're the true unicorns. If you have the ADHD and OCD to help keep it in check, like they keep each other in check. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and it is
definitely
a very hard thing, though, too, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's easy.
And I know you're
not.
I'm not trying to say it's not.
It's not easier for them. Like, it's not necessarily easier for them.
No.
I'm just saying when it comes together, it's a beautiful creation.
And
that's
but I think, too, you know,
there are so many people that I think are proving, even on small levels, that you can have these things and still persevere. And that,
oh, yeah.
You know, like, just because you're not like the norm, just because you're not like everybody else, doesn't mean you can't create things, create a place, be intelligent.
And go barefoot.
But, you know, and for my mom, like, that's one of those things. And so there are a lot of
people. Do for your feet what you want to do for your feet. There we go.
Yeah, and there are, you know, because I think it is important for us to definitely have compassion. You know, I don't want, you know, and this is not me trying to be inappropriate towards anybody, but I don't want neurotic barefootism in the sense of how, oh, now we need to rip everybody out of their shoes. Because,
that's what I said. I don't want to force anybody out of their shoes any more than I appreciate somebody trying to force me into shoes.
Yeah, and I know we're on the same page, but unfortunately, you know, I feel like I have seen some of that where not everybody is that way. And so
they want to turn it into something to do with sex. Like, my friend, like, you really have a foot fetish, huh? No, I don't, actually. Not at all. I think they're disgusting in that way. But, even if you did, it wouldn't matter.
And that's not the reason that people barefoot.
Right. And that's why we knock that out of the group. Like, we don't appreciate that in the group or in our messages. And please quit sending me D pics, please. I don't like them. You want to turn them into playing cards and sell them.
Okay, let's not. But that'd be
funny. Dude, if they keep sending them, you get what you get. You send a girl something, you get whatever happens to you. I don't care.
Yeah,
if you're going to send an inappropriate photo, especially an unwarranted, inappropriate photo, whatever happens with said photo, you shouldn't send it. Okay? I'm feeling petty. I got another one. That's why I said it.
Understandable. So just keep it family friendly. Keep it appropriate. You know, and if that is your thing, we're not here to condemn or shame people. You know, but this is not the group for that. And unfortunately, a lot of fetishism around barefooting or feet just in general has unfortunately led to a lot of backlash for people who are barefooters. And yes,
stigma for us. It makes it harder for us
And I think that, you know, isn't necessarily a reflection of people who are into it, but also a reflection of just the overall structure in society that feels the need to kind of demonize things.
Right.
You know, that aren't the conformed norm. But at the same time, like, you know, this is a family friendly group. So don't be doing these things unsolicited, because it is about respect. I will respect who you are and what that may mean for
right.
you.
And if you start
as long as you respect us and what we're about.
Exactly.
And respect the people.
Don't let that be the first thing you send somebody. If you have a conversation with somebody and it leads to something more and that's something you two decide together, fine. But like, don't just let that be like one of the first things you send a person.
And if there's anybody within the Barefoot is Legal Barefoot is Legal group on Facebook that has been getting any messages, definitely reach out to the admin team.
Yeah, we will take care of that.
Yeah, they will take care of that, because, you know, we want everybody to be respected for sure.
Have a good time.
But, you know, but I do kind of want to get
family-friendly
back to what I was saying real quick. And so I do think it is important for people to understand that there are people who have ADHD, autism, or OCD, or some other conditions, different anxiety disorders, can make it really hard for people to go shoeless.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you are a barefooter, that's awesome. Keep spreading the message. Be about it.
But
remember to have compassion and understanding with other people.
Yes.
Because, you know, my mom is a huge supporter of the group, of anybody that looks barefoot. But for her, she can't.
Yes,
there are a lot of people like that.
And it's like, for me, I was like, I tell her, like, I, you know, I don't understand it. And she says that she doesn't fully understand why I can't. But, like, we respect each other enough and love each other, you know, to be like, okay, but that's your choice.
Exactly.
And she's an amazing person.
And that's just really important to
And I've tried for years. She won't. And it's okay.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I was, you know,
she tried to make me wear them.
Earlier, too, before our last commercial break, how, you know, even if you don't have people in your life that barefoot or are just like you, you know, still remember that the people that may not be like you but are supporting you, that will stand up for you, that believe in your rights, believe in you and your choices are just as important as other barefooters.
Yeah.
Because even if they're not a barefooter themselves, that is another person that is for, you know, your autonomy. You know, for your
choice. Your tribe is people that support you, not necessarily that act like you.
Yeah. And I was saying earlier too, if everybody was just like you, you would never grow.
It'd be boring.
You know, me having friends that aren't barefooters, you know, I'm able to kind of talk to them more and they're able to understand it more. And I've had friends that have, you know, gotten into it in nature. You know, they may not barefoot on their everyday life, or they've gone into stores here and there every now and then with me. And so I have friends that have enjoyed it, and I have some friends that are kind of weird about it. And it's not because they're weird in the sense of like, oh, there's something wrong with it. But it's just for them, it's just like, I can't do
it. They don't like
it. They don't like it. It's a weird experience for them, and that's okay.
We all have different, you know, senses.
But we're able to help understand each other. We're able and to understand other people, too. And I just think that's really important. But it's also really important for people to keep in mind that a lot of neurodivergent people, a lot of people with different anxiety disorders, are the opposite, where going shoes is sensory hell. I mean, that's what I call it. I mean, sensory hell for me can be a lot of different things, and I'm not going to get into all of that, but wearing shoes is one of them.
Right, yeah. Like, I can't. I just can't. And then, like, I have to at work, and I don't think, since I hurt my foot and I've had to wear an actual shoe, like, the medical shoe and then a regular shoe to even at my hips, I feel like my work is slack. Like, I feel more anxious at work. I don't feel right.
Do you feel like your energy has been stifled?
For sure. Like, everything has. I'm getting easily confused. I can't focus. It's so much worse now that I have to wear these. And it's not trying to make excuses. It's literally, and I've been, like, kicking stuff, like, tripping over stuff and whatnot, because, like, my sensory awareness, my spatial awareness is garbage. I keep, you know, because your shoes make your feet wider, naturally. It's a wider space. And it's just, I don't like it, but, like, they're talking about, you know, even after my foot's healed, having to wear regular shoes all day because of the fact that I, one time in 2 years, I accidentally dropped a chair on my foot. Now I'm like,
yeah.
One time in 2 years I had a, you know. But
you were wearing shoes.
I was, yeah.
You were wearing shoes and injury occurred. And I know for you, you've talked about how, in general, you're more likely to do things to accidentally hurt yourself or cause accidents.
Yeah.
When I've got shoes.
Yeah.
But still, you were... And that's one aspect.
And
of it,
but last week I literally got tripped and fell like 6 times last week
while wearing shoes.
Wearing damn dang shoes. And I'm not, again, I tell them, I'm not trying to be dramatic. It's like, I can't, my senses are off.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not listening. They want me. They're literally talking about telling me to keep wearing the shoes anyway. And I'm like,
and I saw this video actually, and it was talking about ADHD, and I'm sure a lot of this also would apply for people with autism because of, you know, how we're now seeing that ADHD and ASD are actually on the same spectrum, and they're way more interconnected than we realize. There are still differences, but
right,
can fall in the middle with both, and so it's a lot more complicated than people are
realize.
Than they thought,
yeah,
you know. But anyway, so, where was my brain going with this? So this video brought up, though, there are 3 different types of senses that people with ADHD tend to have. And one of those is a sense of balance. I forget the technical term for it. So this is probably going to have a lot to do with that. So I plan on actually looking more into these. But I didn't even really think too much about it until now, about how barefooting may be a key component of that sense of balance.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just sensory overstimulation, but that sense of balance as
and
well.
And spatial awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and spatial awareness is often, you know, something that is,
you know, kind before of when I had to wear shoes all the time, you know, Dr. Essie, have you fallen in the last 30 days? Oh, yeah, at least 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
But since I, you know, when I start barefooting full time, they go in, I've gone months without actually falling. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, and I think people forget often too that people with ADHD and autism or any other executive function disorder, it's not that they're stupid. It is not that they don't understand. It is not about what they know. It is an executive function disorder, which is the judgment, the decision making, you know, that part of you that initiates
impulse control,
doing things. I mean, there are times where even for myself and other people that are neurodivergent, you can go into freeze states where you just can't move.
Paralysis.
And
that's legit, and that's scary too, because like you want to do stuff so bad, you're not being lazy, you just
almost like a mental health state where you're stuck because and you're just thinking about I need to do this, I need this. You don't relax during it. You don't relax.
Horrible.
Like, oh, you were relaxing. You took a deep breath. You know, you took away from your work. No, it was much.
It's just as exhausting. You feel just as exhausted as if you had done the stuff. It's horrible, guys. Like, literally, we're not being lazy.
And so I think that it's important to keep in mind for a lot of people with executive function disorders who, you know, barefooting is the best option for them. Just keeping in mind that it's not that they're stupid, you know, it's just their executive function. And so if going barefoot is going to help with your sensory awareness, your even I feel like it helps with my consciousness, does that make any sense?
Because you're more focused. Again, for me, it's that you know you need to be safer.
And overstimulation hinders that executive function a lot. And that's why a lot of times, you know, people with different neurodivergent conditions can sometimes freak out at sometimes. And, you know, and it's not, you know, necessarily because they're upset at you. And a lot of neurodivergent people have a lot of hard time explaining that. Like, I'm overstimulated. I don't know how to talk right now. I don't know how to function because that executive functioning is hindered.
I have to tell my coworkers sometimes, like, when it's too much, I'll just be like, hold on. I need to straighten. I would say I need to untie the knot. Because to me, it's like there's knots in my brain, and I just can't get straight. So I'm like, hold on, I'm trying to untie some knots right now. And then they know. They, like, give me a minute to, like, just sit there. And usually, like, I either, you know, sometimes close my eyes, sometimes not. But, like, I just have to, like, kind of stare off into space and, like, what – to them, it looks like I'm just doing nothing. But in my head, I'm doing everything to straighten the processes that we need to get done out. And it's nice to have an understanding, though, that, like,
gets it.
Yeah, when I say that, they're like, oh, give her a minute, otherwise it's going to be a disaster. Yeah. They've seen it.
And with people that are neurodivergent or have mental illnesses or personality disorders or anything like that, you know, there can definitely, there's a lot of work that happens behind the scenes that people don't see when, you know, oh, you're zoning out. Dude, I'm in my head trying to, again, like you said, untie the knot. So that's a good analogy for it. And so there is a lot of things people don't see, but at the same time.
I'm freaking like, I have to split my shoes off, too. Like, I'll hide behind the counter so my mom can't see me and just split my shoes off so I'm barefoot and I can actually think. I can't do it. Barefooting is very key to all this.
And so for a lot of neurodivergent people or even people with different disorders, executive function disorders.
A lot of human people.
It can just hinder that executive function even more. So, you know, I think it's important to keep that in mind, that how a lot of people with executive function disorders, they actually be able to function so much better and often do function so much better when they are barefoot, you know, because it does, and how it, for me, it even helps with my emotional regulation.
Yeah.
You know, because when I'm overstimulated by shoes,
you feel safer.
I feel unsafe. I could be freaking out. And, you know, in that moment, you can think that it's the other person making you feel unsafe. But then you have to realize that, like, oh, it was these sensory things that I wasn't aware of. So it's like, learning how your brain works is a big thing. And a lot of women especially are often underdiagnosed. And this is because, you know, for so long we just did not understand, you know, the brain and executive function disorders, ADHD or autism, and how they're interconnected. And
then how the feet help with that,
with that grounding.
You're never going to, like, get rid of it or cure it, but, like, help with
coping
and
functioning.
Yeah.
And so I've even found for myself that, like, it helps with my emotional regulation. A lot of times, you know, people, you know, when they get overstimulated, can freak out and they don't realize, you know, even maybe how they sound, or because, you know, in a lot of neurodivergent people in your head, it's like, this isn't about you. Why are you taking this personally? Like, it's about the situation, even if you can't, but at the same time, because a lot of times, people who are neurodivergent can't always name what it is that's bothering them. And
we have we have a hard time actually knowing, like, what emotion it is we're feeling.
And so sometimes, you know, we think, we know it has nothing to do with them, so we assume they know that it has nothing to do with them. But we just can't name what it is, and so they're causing
I'm constantly
breakdown.
I'm not trying to snip at you. This is a me thing. It's not a you thing. I'm trying to work through something in my head right now. Like, I'm constantly letting people know that because I don't want them to think I'm mad at them. Because I've had issues with people thinking, you know, that I'm mad at them. I'm like, but I've sat there too, and I'll be like, hold on, let me take my shoes off for a minute, and we'll be okay. And, like, I'll go over to my little corner, and I'll, like, take them off, and be like, okay, now I can think we can do this. And it runs a lot more smoothly, you know, because I've taken those shoes off to be able to think. And it's just, it's funny.
And so I do think
something
that
so simple is such a big deal.
But I definitely think that we've had such a misunderstanding of neurodivergent people or people with any kind of executive function disorder, mental illness. And so just kind of needing to understand that something as basic as this can make a huge difference. And if people were more receptive to that, more understanding and more accepting that, you know, people would be able to do better in school. Mm-hmm. They would do better in the workplace.
Yes.
And I think we would see
I'm still trying to find a way to make it in one of my work accommodations for my ADHD. It's not worked yet, but I'm working on it. And it should.
I mean, I really
absolutely should.
And it is a protected right as it is because, you know.
I have to get the doctor to sign off on it, I think.
Okay.
Or like my psychologist, my counselor, whatever.
And with ADHD, it can definitely be a little bit of a gray area, you know. But even with a lot of physical health issues, for sure, it definitely helps.
Yeah, it helps people with physical, mental, social, believe it or not. You know, your cognitive functioning, it's great. There's so many
aspects
to life that this helps. It's like virtually like an but to just know, though, that, like, if this is something that you think might help you, that, like, there's information out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can look at our website, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us, or not call us, but you can call into the show and raise your hand if you want to be on the show if you have questions. You know, when you call in, I don't think it says anymore, just, like, puts you into the show, but if you push one, it raises your hand, and, like, we'll know that you want to talk to us, but, you know, you can call the show. We also, if you have questions, you can message us through Facebook, through Instagram, any of that, and we'll, you know, help provide you with the information you need or whatnot. The information is out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're quote-unquote experts on it. You know, we've been doing it a while. We've researched it. We know what our rights are, and if we don't know the exact answer to a question, we generally know where to direct you to find the answer or where we can go to help you find the answer. So, I mean, that's what we're here for, is to help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not literally just to ramble on like we do. It's like we want to make sure everybody understands that, like, this is not – it's not a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a wrong choice for everybody. Like, it's a right choice for a lot of people.
Well, and for us, you know, we, and if anybody ever feels like what we're saying is the right side, that is not, or the only way of doing anything. That's definitely not what we're saying. We're sharing our personal experiences to help shed light on things.
Again, like I've said many times, you know, I'm not trying to force anybody out of their shoes any more than I want forced into shoes, but I do want people to understand that this is an option. And it could be helpful for you. Like, if you're struggling with the things we're talking about, you know, It's very freeing. Even if you just start with like 5 minutes in your front yard or, you know, walking to a convenience store or just walking around your block, like just starting small, and you might decide this is for you and you want to go full time, cool. But you might also decide you just want to do it part time, also cool. But like accepting and validating and explaining, you know, that's valid, that it helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're having, I know people, psychologists that have recommended, you know, when you're in the middle of having a breakdown or whatnot, or freak out.
Or a panic attack.
That's what I was looking for.
You're good.
Like, take your shoes off and go stand in the grass for 5 minutes and breathe. And you'd be amazed at, like, just recharging, you're releasing the electrons, you know, cycling that built up of electricity back into the ground, back into the earth. You know, grounding is valid therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I do it almost every morning. I have to, before I go to work, I stand in the grass before, like, because, you know, most of my walking is on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure I stand in the grass in my front yard for a few minutes to recenter myself, to decompress, to ground myself, to get rid of the buildup and have a good day, you know, because I know I'm going to be stuck in shoes most of the day.
Which is a good morning practice to have, especially if it's something that, you know, is as a barefoot area that works for you. And I know we do talk a lot about, you know, our neurodivergency or, you know, chronic pain and things like that, physical health issues. But, you know, it is important to also keep in mind that not everybody that barefoots is neurodivergent.
Sometimes you just don't like shoes.
Or has a physical condition. Sometimes, you just don't like
shoes. Not liking shoes is a valid reason to go barefoot. Like.
But I do think that, like, neurodivergent people have been so misunderstood and misrepresented, so I think it's important for us to shed light on that.
And so many have masked for so long that, like, that's mainly why they do it, too. Oops. That's mainly why they wear shoes, too, because they, you know, it's part of their masking.
Yeah.
Part of they're trying to fit in, trying to be like everybody else. We're not.
Yeah, and for myself over this past year, like demasking or getting myself out of this performance that isn't really myself.
I've never been good at masking.
Really
I've never been able to do it right. I just gave up early on in my life. But, like, I know other people that are like, you're amazing at this. I can't do it. I literally, it's not a skill I have.
And I think in some ways I've been really good at it. In other ways, I've been really bad.
Now
the people closest to me see it because I am usually like able to step back. But if I'm in front of a lot of people, to me it's kind of just like performing.
And it's not
know?
Like being fake. It like you
yeah,
know,
it's not like
being
fake
or whatever. It's a coping mechanism. It's
yeah.
Like you try to,
but I've
know.
Had to realize, too, that, like, I'm performing in somebody else's show, that, you know, this isn't
yes.
mine, and my life is supposed to be my movie. Your life's supposed to be your movie, you know, and I'm playing a role that isn't me.
And I'm recasting this bitch.
You know, like, you know, and so it's just, I think it's important to shed light on those things so that other people can hear this and be like, oh, my gosh, that makes sense. Or maybe that is me. Or maybe the reason why I barefoot or why I have issues with shoes, maybe it is because I haven't been diagnosed yet. Because a lot of people, especially women, have been so underdiagnosed. And actually, at one point in a lot of different states, I don't know if it was the whole country or not, so I don't want to say it was, you know, because I don't understand nobody.
Right.
A lot of states, it was, and I do plan on looking into it more, but in a lot of states, it was actually illegal to do testing on women, even for physical health issues, because they were worried about messing up their fertility. And this was during a time when that's all women were.
Right.
Know? And so it
we're
wasn't even...
Bakers.
And so that caused to a lot, or that led to a lot of misunderstanding in women.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and so ADHD and autism can look very different in women, and they can look very different in cis females as well as trans females or trans women as well, you know, who identify as women.
Right.
Because, and people often forget that all brain chemistry is so much more complicated with that. And so there are a lot of people that weren't looked at for so long and are now, like, I've
actually validated as real human.
Yeah, and actually are now seeing, like, oh, like, I'm this, not just crazy. And so a lot of these stereotypes of, oh, that's a woman thing or that's a this thing are actually just symptoms of ADHD, autism, or mental illness that rather than looking at these women and for their problems were then projected onto women or, you know, females as a whole. And
right.
So now we're realizing that, like, how wrong that is.
Mm-hmm.
And how
yeah, it's like we're not forgetful, lazy, absent-minded ninnies.
Yeah.
You know?
And
we are real humans that need real help.
So I think that it's important for, you know, to shed light on those things and show other people that, like, hey, you're not crazy or this could be you. Because
I tell people, no, I see, I tell people, I'm like, you know, you're right, I'm crazy, but I'm a safe crazy, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm a safe crazy. I might be a little insane, but I will protect you and your children with everything in me. You know, I'm a protective crazy. I'm not a psychotic
because you're sociopathic. Chaotic. Because that's what I always tell people, like, chaos isn't pure evil or pure good. Because some people are just kind of chaotic, but are they chaotic good or are they chaotic evil? You
yeah,
know?
Right, right. Like, I'm a good person, I think. I'm just a little wild there sometimes, and I'm kind of a spaz, and I acknowledge that, and I make sure you know, understand. And I even feel like with my new prospective parents when they're coming in when I do tours of this event and my classroom tours and whatnot, I kind of like, about the ADHD and the fact that, like, I'm like, sometimes I may forget full on, but I'm all, you know, my goal is
safety. Yeah.
Safety is first, like, the safety and well-being of your children. Like, everything else, all the other learning and development comes after that, and it comes from that.
And
so
people forget, too, how that includes emotional safety, and I know that we've talked about this for sure, but a lot of other people, I know, too, forget about emotional safety or even stimulation safety, which is a form of both emotional and physical safety.
Right. And I learned that, like, every semester, like, for the first couple weeks, it's all social-emotional stuff, getting to know each other, getting to know them, letting them know they're safe and how they're protected. Like, that is my first couple weeks. I don't throw any of the physical or, you know, language literacy, I don't throw any of that on there until a couple weeks in. So I'm going to ensure parents and children, you know, that it's safety first.
This is a safe learning environment.
Exactly. And a lot of my
students
feel like they can't stand shoes either. And if they pop them off, I put them on the counter.
Yeah.
And I let parents know, like, I'll let them run around barefoot in my classroom.
And it's a safe environment, as it should be. And that's why, like, you know, talking about how, like, barefooting does have a place in the classroom and how so many people are against that in schools. But
and
schools
I always
are supposed to be safe places for kids.
And I always have.
They're supposed to be safe.
Exactly. And I have, in mind, because I try to represent everyone's culture in my classroom, too, and then some.
So I have a couple weeks every semester, too, where I have the barefoot. Mm-hmm. I have books about being barefoot that I read to the children, and, like, we do barefoot painting, which is really fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatnot. And, my boss, first, she was, like, kind of confused. I was like, well, everyone else's culture is represented, and technically this is mine, so shouldn't I be represented as well in my classroom?
Yeah.
So we have like a couple weeks where we're just barefoot, even me.
And the thing is people can look at it as, oh, you're just trying to make this about you, or you're just trying to rebel. No, because why else would you be a part of an organization like this? And
I'm trying to help
the people that don't even know that they're barefooters yet. Think about the kids that this is going to help and don't know it yet because nobody else has
given them a chance. And all my parents love it. And I've actually had some that have started barefooting more outside.
Oh, really?
I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so exciting. You know, and it's like the one mom, she actually told me, I'm like the older sister she never had. She realized how much that means to a person. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh.
And so, I think we have about 14 minutes left.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. Oh, boy.
So real quick, I do want to bring up on the Facebook business page, Barefoot is Legal. Facebook is currently doing like a program kind of where
donations to 501c3s.
Yes. And so through this, depending on the amount of views, likes, comments, and shares that the Reels have, from the Facebook business page.
Like any post, but especially the Reels.
Yes, any post, but especially the Reels is going to help us get extra funding. And Barefoot is Legal is a nonprofit organization. This program that Facebook is doing is only with nonprofits. But people forget that to do health fairs, to be able to, you know, print flyers, business cards, put out information, to even mail, because mailing is still a key part of business.
Yeah, nonprofit doesn't mean you get stuff free.
So, unfortunately, these things do cost money, so it's just for the operational costs, and, you know, Barefoot is Legal doesn't want...
We all do this. We all volunteer our time. There's not a paid employee.
Yeah. And so, you know, we want to be able to get our message across better, but, you know, unfortunately, even to promote things on Facebook or Instagram, you have to pay to promote. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to help with the operational costs, the functions, be able to expand the movement, expand to do more research fairs.
Yeah.
And
I would love to be able to get a fit so I can, like, the booth that we have to talk to Proof about it so I can do things around here. We have I don't know about everybody, but we have a lot of different, like, fairs and festivals and events that go on in our area, and I would love to be able to set up a booth to promote it. And, like, I'm actually working on it. I'm working on some, like, ankle bracelets and stuff to, like, sell and, like, don't. Anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, we need funds to be able to purchase that booth stuff. So, like the tent, and not the tent necessarily, but, like, the banner.
Banners
and flyers and
business cards.
I mean, taking 5 minutes out of your day just to watch a couple reels, like them, share them, comment on them, you'd be amazed at how that small, quick act can help us and help us spread our message. And if it's something you believe in, asking for, you know, their videos are no longer than 30 to 40 seconds. So even just one. If you do one a day, like, that will help increase what we can get.
And especially if you're already on social media, if you have Facebook on your phone, you're already on it, you know, even if you're looking on a desktop, if you're already on it, you know, it's just a small amount of time, you know, less than a minute out of your day that you can take to, you know, help bring funding in without us having to ask you guys
for
money
or
donations, because, you know, we're not trying to ask people for money. We're just trying to spread the message.
Exactly.
And so, you know, none of this is going to be going to anybody's pockets.
Right. Like, the cheapest fair slash festival to enter that I've found in the area is like $75 to set up a table.
Yeah.
Just to have a table.
And then you have to have the tables, the booth.
Yeah, exactly.
And so a lot of times
being able to do that,
you have to rent those. And so I know Proof was talking about trying to be able to get equipment to people, so that way we can have an ongoing thing.
It would be, it would be very beneficial to have, like, in each, like, quote-unquote area main person. Like, I know we talked about me being in here. Kind of weird and cool. But anyway, like, just being able to do these things and spread the message and inform people that, you know, of the different things. So, you know, again, just
30 seconds, watch a couple of them, spend 5 minutes liking and commenting, having conversations with us. You know, that would be,
yeah,
it would mean the world to us. Like, yeah, that you care enough to know that people care enough to help us out, mm-hmm, in that way.
Especially if you are a bear fighter.
We don't want to ask everybody to send us like $5 or anything. We don't want to ask people for money. I mean, like, heck, if the big corporation of Facebook is going to give us the money,
yeah,
let's let them give us the money.
Yeah.
You just give us 30 to 50 seconds, or 30 to 40 seconds of
time.
Yeah,
and you know, especially if you are somebody that is passionate about barefooting or about barefooting rights, please.
Or just rights.
Or about rights in general, body autonomy. If that's something that matters to you, then please support.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you're in support of, you know, mental health and neurodivergence, then please support. I want to give a quick shout-out to Barefoot Autism Challenge,
mm-hmm,
on Instagram, started by Tyler. He is autistic, and he started the organization. He is a barefooter, and so he's been shedding light on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a business Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal, but there's also a Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal. You guys can find us on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal, and Twitter is also Barefoot is Legal. So, and then TikTok is Barefoot is Legal, and then the number 2. So you can definitely find us there and kind of just get in touch with more.
Yeah.
But I definitely recommend
just a quick Google search for us. Like, well, you'll be able to find us. We're out there.
We're here. I definitely recommend.
And we're available.
Yeah. And I definitely recommend checking out barefootislegal.org. It looks like we had somebody that put up their hand. Unfortunately, I know we're near the end of the show.
Well, we got a couple.
So we can bring you on for
a
second. We just wanted to make sure we shared that information first.
Yep.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How
Hello.
Are you today?
Pretty good.
You're on.
Well, I had something I was calling in to say, and then you brought up about the festivals and all that. And when I called in the last time,
mm-hmm,
you kind of indicated my phone number was the same area code as the area you're in. And I started my own heating and air business about 2 years ago, and
mm-hmm,
I would be willing to volunteer with the help with a booth, and also I could also volunteer with maybe some funds too.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, that'd have to be something for us. Yeah, we can talk about, are you okay if I, like, capture your number off of here and we speak off air later?
Yeah, that's fine. You can give me a call at any time. That's my... The number that I called on is the number that I use for my business, too. So,
okay.
So yeah, you're welcome to call it at any time.
I took a picture of it. Thank you. What's your company name?
My business name is Devin Air, and that's basically my first name, and then I just added Air to it. But about 2 years ago, I worked in a nursing home environment. I worked for a large nursing home for 22 years. And then I worked for a small nursing home in Fairborn, Ohio for about 5 years. And when COVID hit, I decided I'm getting out of the nursing home environment altogether.
Yeah.
And I started my own heat and air business.
Well, that's a big change too. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, it's not like a huge change because I was a maintenance tech and I did maintenance basically. But what I was going to say today, I was taking my son to work, and I almost never wear shoes when I'm at home. And when I'm like taking somebody somewhere, I'd never put them on to go, but I had to run all the way out by the Dayton Mall area. And, I got a text message. Somebody was having trouble with electrical outlet, and I sent her a text back and said, well, I can look at it if you don't mind if I come in barefoot. And she said, you're being funny, right? And I said, no, I'm not. And so I went in barefoot, and then she had bought the wrong GFCI outlet. So I said, well, I'll have to go to the store and get one. And she didn't say anything to me, but I ran down to Menards and got one real quick. And then when I came back, she says, well, how'd you go into Menards to get the outlet? And I said, oh, I do it all the time. So,
I've never had a problem with either. That guy, they're like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Like, heard, like, through firsthand, like, experiences.
That's awesome.
Oh,
love
yeah.
It.
But, yeah,
yeah,
I mean, with the snow today and all that, it was kind of nice. It was a warmer snow where you can manage it for a long period of time.
Yep, I haven't put shoes on yet today either, and I come over to my niece's place to be able to do the show together. So, yeah, it's like I'm like, ah, I'm not doing it. I'll put some stuff up on Instagram later for everybody to see. But, yeah, it's definitely nice. That it's not, I mean, it's like 33 degrees out, but it doesn't really feel like that. But
No, it doesn't.
So,
I'm in disbelief still that we even have snow.
I know. I looked out the window. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, already? This is dumb. I was dumb. I don't like it. But that's very cool that you're so close to it. It's nice to find, like, and talk to other barefooters that are close by, you know? Like, you're not the only one.
Yeah. I run into some other people that in the area that are, I call them diehard barefooters, but I don't know that they would actually go out in public places barefoot.
Right. I like to go out to Yellow Springs sometimes and find some of our people there.
Yeah. I drive through Yellow Springs all the time. Where I'm at, I'm pretty close to down the street from Yellow Springs. But I drive through there all the time, and I'm always looking to see if I see anybody walking the streets barefoot, but I've only seen a few.
Yeah, I saw one time, it was a couple weeks ago, I went there, was one guy riding a lady riding a motorized scooter thing, and then another guy walking his dog, and they were barefoot too, and then when I was leaving, there was someone like going in the laundromat barefoot, and I'm like, yay!
I always see it.
Makes me so happy.
In the spring and summer, but especially if it's like a nice afternoon.
I got off seeing people, but
now that it's getting colder, we're probably going to be seeing less of that. I know I'm like, it was nice and refreshing, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm yet adjusted to this quite.
Oh, I'm not adjusted, but I'm not shaving either. Like, we're going to see how long I can take this
exactly,
year.
Yeah.
So that's my goal every year.
Yeah.
I only shaved three times last year because it was like, melting and then refreezing instantly and tried pulling the bottom, like ripping the bottom of my seat off. I'm like, oh, this is a safety issue today.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, and I'm sorry we didn't answer your call sooner. It's like if you hadn't pushed one, we didn't see the hand raised. We think you're just listening. So please forgive us for that if you were trying to talk sooner. I didn't mean to, we weren't ignoring you.
Yeah, that's all right. I was trying to figure out how you get your attention, and then you said, and I waited a couple minutes after you said, so.
Because I was like, if you push one, I don't think it tells you to push one, but if you push one, it'll raise the hand, and we'll know you want to talk. So I do, like, I apologize. So, yeah, we don't want to ignore anybody that calls us, as long as it's a friendly conversation. We actually just got our 90-second warning. So we got to close up today. It'd be great. I'll call you about what we discussed with the booth. I'm here in a little while. I got a couple things to do first. And then is that okay with you? And then
yes.
It'd be great to call in another week too, like if you would call in next week too. Now that you know how to get on, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Well, I hate to like rush, but this has been Barefoot is Legal, a 501c3 dedicated to promoting barefoot like rights and legalities, rights and legalities, apparently. Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, barefootislegal.org, Instagram, TikTok. We are here. We are available. I second messaging, but there's others that are better, and you will get a response. it's been Audrey and Phoenix, and be kind, help when you can. Don't be a jerk, folks.
Yeah. Take care and live your best barefoot lifestyle.
There it is.